Good morning, boobies. The bicycle experiment is still going on nicely. I have ridden the children to school this morning on the bike, Catherine on her bike, David on the back of mine, and I don't think it's quite as hard as it was the first couple of times. So I think, I hate to say it, but I think I might be getting a bit of strength back in my legs, which would be nice because I used to be a cyclist all the time. I used to be disgustingly fit when I was very young, when I was in my early 20s, but well, maybe the late teens, I suppose. Anyway, yeah, I used to cycle all the time. I used to go on big, long bike rides all the time. But it's been a long time, and I would love to get back to doing that. I really like cycling. Anyway, a couple of things that were on my mind that I just thought were worth booing about. This Snowden fellow, he's going to die. I really don't think the American government can leave him alive. If he runs, they've got to kill him. Because the truth is, they want and need to protect their secrets. And if they allow somebody to so spectacularly flout those protections that they have to keep their secrets hidden, then other people will feel that they can get away with it too. And, you know, I mean, there's no question. This gentleman has revealed something that we would all like to have had revealed. We're all very grateful to him for doing it. But the American government can't let it stand. They can't make it, they can't allow a situation where people just reveal state secrets and there are no consequences. People have to be afraid of the consequences for doing that. So, you know, they've either got to get Snowden in a court and absolutely throw the book at him, or they need to assassinate him. And if he runs, I think it's going to be the latter. So, you know, it's a shame, and I'm very grateful to him for doing what he did. But I think the future looks bleak for that poor fellow. One final thing, on a totally unrelated note, I have been noticing on Google Plus this morning, there's a lot of buzz about Ouya, which is an Android-based games console that I backed, July last year, I think it was, August last year. And it's a very cheap little games console based on Android. Looks very, very interesting. Going to be as good as a media centre and as a game console and all sorts of things. But the news story today appears to be turning into the Ouya Kickstarter launch has been bungled. Because, of course, they were telling everybody that was an early backer that that they were going to get their Ouyas before launch. Well, guess what? Today is launch day, 25th of June. That's launch day for the Ouya, public launch day. And I've not got mine, and I know a bunch of other people haven't got theirs. And it's not a great story for those people that were willing to put their money in right at the start and bet on a company that had no standing, no reason to command anybody's loyalty, and people put their money down. And they've still not got the goods that they put their money down to buy all that long time ago. Now, there has been a post on the Kickstarter forum for Ouya by the boss lady, Julie Ehrman, saying, "Backers, I'm pissed. Some of you have not received your Ouya, and to you I apologise. Blah, blah, blah." On and on and on. None of this does anything to solve the problem. And All this apology post, however sincere and well-written it is, I'm sure it is sincere, and it's certainly well-written, but all it does is confirm the news story that this has been a bungled launch. I don't know what they can do to turn public opinion around about it, I, for one, I'm a little bit upset because, you know, I've been excited about getting this thing for ages, and I've been thinking it's just around the corner for months, and it's still not here, and now it's launch day, and there's only so long I can feel positive about this. Eventually, I'm going to start getting a bit pissed off, and I'm afraid I'm there. So, I'm not very happy about that at the moment, let me know if you've got one. Let me know if you've seen one. I'd love to know what you think of it. I will talk to you later, boobies. Bye-bye.